Blog Talk Radio. Oh my goodness, good evening everyone, good early morning everyone, as the CONCACAF Nations League Championship Final is in the books, ending in extra time. The final score, USA 3, Mexico 2. Whatever questions you may have or whatever you want to ask, it's all available tonight. The phone lines are open at 646-929-1823. If you want to give a call and give me your opinion, please do. Carter Krishnar will not be available tonight. It's past his bedtime, but that's okay. I'm still up for mine. So, oh, my goodness. First things first. You have to say that it is incredible to see what the usage of VAR can do in a final like this, in a match where, you know, we'll get to everything and anything, but honestly, this has been incredible watching a match like this. All the twists and turns, everything going forward, and it's just a situation where it's unbelievable how everything goes on in this confederation. CONCACAF is just unbelievable, especially when it gets to this level of whether you want to call it fun, whether you want to call it mind-blowing, whether you want to call it frustrating with these officials. The truth is, oh my goodness, the truth is this, is that this final against the top two nations of this confederation showed up big time because no one wanted to lose against each other. No quarter given, no quarter taken. And the will to win by the United States, by this young team, has been unbelievable. And the determination of Giovanni Reyna, Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams coming on as a second-half substitute. The players that are out there, going out there and performing at a high level is just absolutely amazing. Amazing to see what they're able to do for 90 minutes or more. Just unbelievable what you have seen, what you have experienced. I mean, sure, some of you are thinking, well, this Nations League tournament, it's like a little rinky-dink thing, which in some ways I agree, and some ways I disagree. Because the idea is to find more matches played within the Confederation, and this is a CONCACAF event. UEFA is doing the same thing with their Nations League. UEFA does the same thing. Now, granted, there are most of the teams in UEFA in Europe are evenly matched, and there are those that are not. Here, you have nations that are mostly coming from that are the best of the best. North America, right now, with the United States and Mexico being the top two, Canada starting to really come alive now, of course, with their Canadian Premier League and not just relying on Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver and Major League Soccer, the Central American nations of Honduras and Costa Rica and Guatemala and, of course, those Caribbean nations, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago tries to be a power once again, which they're not able to. But then you're seeing these other nations like Suriname, St. Kitts and Nevis, you know, and Curaçao trying to grow, trying to become a tough nation to play against in whether it be in the Gold Cup or even World Cup qualifying, trying to get to a World Cup and everything. It's a situation where this confederation has to make sure that there's even balance between all these nations, these island Caribbean nations, Central American nations, North American nations, and even those nations that are not a part of FIFA but are part of CONCACAF, and they help them out because they want to prove their worth when they get to and hopefully to qualify for the CONCACAF Gold Cup. So this is what this Nations League tournament does. This is what they do. And, you know, what can you say about a performance like this? We all know Mexico are the heavy favorites because of the amount of veterans and expertise that they have on their roster. Right now, watching this on CBS Sports Network, Mexico earning and getting their second place medals in this inaugural tournament. They really obviously wanted to win this one, and right now I would have to say at this moment in time in this situation that this was a damn good game, and, you know, that's nice to see. Even Horvath getting congratulations from Andreas Guardado, the backup goalkeeper of Mexico. I don't know if Guillermo Ochoa ever went to Horvath. I don't see that right now on my television, but it's really fun to watch. It's really fun to see what has happened. This inaugural tournament, the funny thing is the inaugural Gold Cup tournament was won by the United States, also, I believe, in penalties as well. I could be wrong, but I believe the United States won the inaugural Gold Cup tournament in penalties in that one. But this one was won in extra time. And what can you say about Evan Horvath? I'll tell you what I can say about him. He should have been the starter in this tournament all along. Nothing against Zach Steffen. Nothing against him. But the truth is plain and simple. Horvath, starting goalkeeper for his club in Belgium at Club Bruges. Steffen has only been used for League Cup and FA Cup matches. He has not been used for Premier League play. And in my opinion, I understand that Zach is Greg Berhalter's number one. If that injury does not happen for Zach Steffen, obviously, tons of, you know, what would even Ethan Horvath do? But what did he do? He came up big. He came up big and made several big saves, especially on Andreas Guardado, guessed right, strong right hand, makes the penalty save, and keeps that score line at 3-2 United States. The U.S. men's national team, these kids, the future of the national team on the podium of the CONCACAF Nations League Championship are getting their first place medals. There's Tyler Adams right now on the television. Kellen Acosta receiving his medal. Tim Ream receiving his medal. United States on top of the podium, on top of the world. There's Zach Steffen now limping on the podium. Weston McKennie now about to receive his medal, gets a handshake. Greg Berhalter, manager of head coach of the U.S. men's national team, and his coaching staff, training staff, getting their medals. It's been an unbelievable 120 minutes plus in this one, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines are open, 646-929-1823. The full hour will be on. I'll be with you if you wish to call in to discuss this victory over Mexico. And let me just say that this one was definitely worth the wait. Even Horvath coming up huge. Let's be honest, VAR was also huge. Christian Pulisic got fouled. Now, I'll admit, I didn't think it was a foul. I thought the ball was taken first. I thought the ball was gotten first by Mexico. I didn't think it was a foul. VAR and the referee saw something else and said Pulisic was fouled in the area and that it was a penalty. Pulisic, a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, now, after lifting the UEFA Champions League, lifts the CONCACAF Nations League trophy. And there goes the confetti. There goes the confetti as the United States, the U.S. men's national team, hoists their first CONCACAF title since the last 4 years of the Gold Cup. And next month, they will be back at it for the Gold Cup once again in Group B. And Empower Field at Mile High in Denver, Colorado. The fireworks are going off. Tyler Adams hoisting the trophy. This is unbelievable what I'm seeing. The heart and the passion. Josh Sargent lifting that trophy. Everyone on that podium is celebrating tremendously. The first ever CONCACAF Nations League championship for the USA. And there they go, heading over to the American Outlaws. Here they go, heading over, celebrating. And what a time it is as of right now. Just amazing to watch, amazing to see this national team doing amazing work. Good evening, everyone, or good early morning, everyone. Daniel Feuerstein here, the Feuersteins Fire American Soccer Show. If you're listening in, please do. If you wish to call in, the phone number is 646-929-1823 here on the live stream. If you catch this on the archive stream, the phone lines will be closed. But let me just say this. This was a match of nerves. How are you going to handle being smacked in the face by a veteran team like Mexico against these young and upcoming rising stars that perform, majority of them performing in Europe, winning trophies for their clubs in Europe and coming together in this tournament, coming together, showing themselves that they can perform at a high level. Don't forget last year, or shall I say actually in 2019, in a group with Canada and Cuba. It's easy to destroy Cuba because Cuba is not at the level where the U.S. is. That you can destroy them and put 12 to 15 goals against them. Losing in Canada, in Toronto, at BMO Field, 2-0. Coming back, beating Canada in Orlando, 4-1. And then just simply getting 3 points on the road at a location not in Cuba, on another Caribbean island, but still, you have to say that for this U.S. men's national team, edging out Honduras in the semifinal on Thursday night, 1-0 by Jordan Sibichu, and then you get punched in the mouth early in the first half by Corona in the second minute. Then Giovanni Reyna equalizes in the 27th minute on a rebound off the far post. Then Lyonnais cuts it in, beats Tim Ream, goes inside the post. And then a couple of minutes later, Weston McKennie on a cross by Giovanni Reyna from the corner, the near corner, heads it in, squeaks it past Ochoa and inside the far post. And then with the help of VAR, video assistant referee, Christian Pulisic fouled inside the area. And then Pulisic smashes it upper 90, far corner, beats Ochoa. VAR comes into play, gives Mexico a penalty. And then the substitute goalkeeper, Ethan Horvath, comes up big with a huge penalty kick save on the veteran Andreas Guardado. A huge save. And there it is on replay on the post game on CBS Sports Network. All of his teammates rushing to him. And now even Horvath is a champion in CONCACAF Nations League play. This is what scenes and stories are made of, ladies and gentlemen. This is unbelievable. And, you know, while there's still some issues that I have with Greg Berhalter as head coach of the men's national team, I will say this. His substitutions were spot on. Him forcing to sub out Zach Steffen due to injury for Ethan Horvath, that is also important too. That is important as well. Because he could have ignored the injury and let Steffen remain in goal for the U.S. No, he realized he had to make a sub. He had to make a substitution for taking out his starting goalkeeper who got injured. And once again, I understand Zach Steffen is Greg Berhalter's number one because he managed him at the Columbus Crew in Major League Soccer. But when you're not getting minutes consistently, not getting minutes consistently at Manchester City, and even Horvath is at Club Brugge, even David Ochoa is getting consistent minutes with Real Salt Lake. Matt Turner is getting consistent minutes with the New England Revolution, if you want to put him on the roster. You use one of those three as your starting goalkeeper. Because that is the reason I was worried about Steffen. And he picked up an injury. And he couldn't continue. And that is why you go with a hotter hand than your favorite. You know, I have to say that while this was an amazing match, give the Mexican men's team a lot of credit. Give them credit. They played hard. They played strong. They played amazing football out there. And you know what? Sometimes a little overconfidence go against you. While I still believe that Tata Martino is still an excellent tactician, the truth is this. The zonal markings that they had against the U.S. during corners was absolutely putrid, horrific. The truth is this. If the U.S. scored that corner before the McKennie corner that equalized to make it 2-2, this would be 3-2 in regulation for the U.S. But it's not. It's 3-2 in extra time for the U.S. It ended 2-2 in regulation, 3-2 in extra time, and the U.S. men's national team right now celebrating a CONCACAF Nations League title. And this, my friends, is unbelievable. It all depends on how you feel. It all depends on how you feel about what is going to happen down the road, which will be the next tournament, and that will be the CONCACAF Gold Cup. There are still some questions about this national team, still some questions moving forward about this national team. But one thing is for sure. It's not about did they not play well or did they not care. No, they cared. They cared. And it's just amazing to see they did in this match with a poor start, improving as the match went on, another hiccup, but at the end of it all, the USA got their game-winning goal. They got their game-saving penalty kick stopped on Andreas Guardado. And the United States wins this one by a final of 3-2. It's just amazing to watch. It's just amazing to watch. Just to see what happened here, it's just absolutely fantastic. You know, I would love just amazing to watch. And I'll admit, the back line was a little off in the first half. They were getting behind some of these passes. Granted, there were some offsides that probably should have been called but weren't. I know how much you know, all I can say is that for this match, it was just unbelievable. Unreal what just unreal. I can't believe it. What can you say? You know, a lot of heart, a lot of character, and just tons and tons of character by this young USA team, and all I can say is that this is a type of match that helps young players grow in confidence. It helps them grow in confidence. The instincts, being around the opposition's area, where you saw Gio Reyna, who was onside, as soon as the cross was brought in, headed off that post by Weston McKennie, and then Gio Reyna right there at the rebound, burying the ball. Just unbelievable to see that happen. Unbelievable to see that happen. To convert that first equalizer to make it 1-1. A bit of poor defending, unfortunately, allowing Mexico to regain the one-goal lead to make it 2-1. But once again, the U.S. players saying to themselves, we're not going to fall here. We're not going to be upset. We're not going to panic. We're going to get back into this one, and we're going to level the match again. And they did so once again by Weston McKennie, who has done an amazing job playing at Juventus in the Serie A of Italy. This has been unbelievable to see Weston McKennie growing up in front of our eyes and becoming a better player, not just an active player, but a player with moxie, a player with, you know, amazing confidence to go out and step it up. I'll be honest with you right now. That is a game-changing moment for a guy like Weston McKennie. In my opinion, and I'm not saying he is, but I can definitely compare him right now with the gumption and guile and the swagger of a Clint Dempsey. To me, Weston McKennie, I'm not saying he can, I'm just saying his attitude is huge. His attitude is huge. And that is why I think Weston McKennie is definitely going to shine for our national team. Definitely shine for the national team, period. And now we're watching the replays of the VAR moments in extra time. And I thought at first Pulisic was fouled, and then they showed the close-up shot on the close-up mini screen where, yes, the left leg did get Pulisic before the right leg of the Mexican defender got the ball. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. It was a legitimate penalty for the United States. And Mark McKenzie, unfortunately, his hand and arm were out away from an unnatural position from his body. And that was a penalty too. But even Horvath, what a save. What a save. Unbelievable. 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 Just unreal what we've seen. Unbelievable. I mean, I'm expecting to see an amazing moment, and they're still celebrating over at Empower Field. So all I can say is that just unreal. So all I can say is that this is just an unbelievable, unbelievable feeling to see what was going on. And unbelievable what we have seen. The scenes are unbelievable. And once again, look, I understand that there are people that feel VAR is, you know, damning to the game and stuff like that. But look, it's there to fix and correct errors. And once again, some of the fans from Mexico, of course, throwing crap onto the pitch. I didn't like that at all. But once again, this is the situation that you got to deal with, unfortunately. But once again, it's a situation it's just unbelievable what was going on. Unbelievable what we have seen. Unbelievable match that gives this young generation an opportunity to grow and to improve and get better. The international stage is not forgiving. You got to go out and take on the best of the best. And while this is the first trophy being held by Greg Berhalter, the truth is this. The truth is this. Is that he needs to fix his tactics. Playing and bringing up the ball from the back will not cut it in international play. You can do whatever you want in club play. Honestly, playing a team against Mexico, and not just Mexico, playing a team that's being managed by Tata Martino, you will never, ever play the ball from the back to build up the play. You can't do it. You have to press and basically press and even out everything against Mexico, because that is what happened when Mark McKenzie was forced into a bad pass and he coughed up the opening goal. Also believe that Tim Ream, as much as I love Tim Ream, as much as he was brought up and drafted by the New York Red Bulls, he only had two seasons with the Red Bulls and went straight to Bolton. And then, of course, he's still at Fulham. He'll be at Fulham. I don't know if he'll ever come back to MLS and play for St. Louis City SC in MLS. But let me just say this right now for Tim Ream. I love Ream. He's a great guy. He's an awesome guy. I'm sorry to say it, but I have to say it because I have to be honest. I don't think he's for the national team anymore. I don't expect him to be recalled to the national team anymore. And even if he does get recalled to the national team by Greg Berhalter, to me, it's just having the roster filler role, meaning you're just going to stay there and you're just going to have to sit on the bench. You're just going to have to sit on the bench. And let me also say this. Let me just also say this. When you're taking on a Tata Martino side, and of course Tata Martino, of course, knows Barcelona very well. Sergiño Dest, I thought he was okay, but he got taken out of the game plan for Greg Berhalter by Mexico. I really thought that. I thought he had a decent moment, but other than that, I don't think he had enough out there. Zach Steffen, thought he had a good match. The injury obviously kicked him out. But once again, in this situation, it's a, you know, you cannot cherry pick what was good, what was bad, or anything like that. You got to be honest. You got to be brutal. That's the truth. You got to be honest. You got to be brutal. And can say is that this is a side right now that has just gained confidence, growing confidence in winning and beating Mexico in the CONCACAF Nations League final. It is just unreal. What we have just seen is unreal, what we have witnessed. I thought they were going to fight. I thought they were going to do a good job. I honestly thought, and I'll be honest with everyone right now, I'm not saying I didn't think, in my heart, I expect them to win. But in my head, I said to myself, Mexico will be the better side. I thought Mexico was going to take this tournament and win this trophy. But the truth is, the United States found a way to win it. They got a little help from VAR in extra time. And then they got a huge, huge save from Evan Horvath when he came in, did a job. Evan Horvath, right now, in my book, is the starting goalkeeper for the U.S. men's national team, and he should be. Zach Steffen will be the perennial favorite of Greg Berhalter, but I really believe Evan Horvath should be the number one keeper because he's playing consistently in club football in Europe, in Belgium, for Club Brugge. But once again, now we're going to have to wait and see. Now we're going to have to look and watch and wait and see what's going to happen when we get to the CONCACAF Gold Cup. If we can get to the CONCACAF Gold Cup and get a second trophy, it's going to be amazing. But then the real work begins in September for World Cup qualifying because you're not going to play all your matches at home. You're not going to play all your matches in the United States. You're going to be on the road. You'll be at the Estadio Azteca. You'll be in San Pedro Sula. You will be on the road taking on your common opponents in conditions that are not likely, that are terrible, and that the pitches will not be pristine. The crowds will be all over you. You'll be thrown a lot of not only swear words in Spanish, but you'll be thrown a lot of stuff that you're not going to expect. And this is now the toughness that these kids are going to face. And in my mind, you're going to have veterans and former players, in my opinion, traveling down with them and to tell them this is what you got to expect. Even Christian Pulisic has to inform his teammates. I was on a wet and flooded field in Trinidad and Tobago, and we lost to a team that was already eliminated from World Cup qualifying in the final round. We were eliminated, and we took them lightly. He's going to have to explain it to his teammates. Because, once again, when you're playing CONCACAF opponents, you're playing your CONCACAF opponents here in the States. You rarely go down there for a friendly. They don't want to play you down there in a friendly. They want to play you up here in the U.S. for a friendly, because when you get down there for World Cup qualifying, you're going to expect the unexpected, and it's going to be 10 million times worse than what you thought you might have to do and what you might think you're going to be facing with. Obviously, in Costa Rica, their national stadium is beautiful. But outside of Costa Rica and outside of the Estadio Azteca, you're going to find out it's going to be hell on earth when you're facing these teams on their soil. We Once again, the 40 Scenes Fire American Soccer Show. Post game, USA defeating Mexico in extra time by a final of 3-2. Oh my goodness, what a match this was. What a match this was. All I can say is, and it's just unbelievable, unbelievable what we have watched here. Just unreal what we have seen here tonight. Refereeing decisions, hard tackles, mistakes, penalties converted, penalties stopped. And all I can say is this. What an amazing moment to watch this match. Not just on the Paramount Plus app, CBS Sports Network, CBS HQ on your computers if you're watching it. But if you're listening to me on postgame, thank you. Thank you for your time. I always enjoy having everyone here on postgame. And we still have some time here. If you'd like to call in and give me your opinions, once again, 646-929-1823. We still have plenty of time left here if you wish to call in to give me your thoughts. Just amazing to watch. Just amazing to see. What we have seen tonight at Empower Field at Mile High, home of the Denver Broncos, 3-2 extra time victory for the U.S. men's national team over Mexico. Unbelievable to watch. Great match. It's everything you want to see in a derby matchup, a rivalry matchup between two of these fantastic nations that is called CONCACAF. There are other rivalries in this confederation, but still, this is the one that sells the best. USA versus Mexico. Just unreal what we've seen so far. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But once again, I thought Greg Berhalter made the right moves for the during substitutions. He recognized what had to happen. Beginning of the game, I think he still needs a little bit more help. Outside of that, it's just an amazing match by these players, and they're going to have to do it again. Have a better start, but once again, they needed a victory here. All the hard work that they have done with their clubs, winning their respective league titles, Christian Pulisic winning the Champions League of UEFA, and now they have lifted a trophy as Nations League winners in the Confederation of CONCACAF. This has just been incredible. This has been wild. It never, ever, ever messes around. It doesn't miss. I mean, it can screw around your emotions. I'll give you that. But still, though, I mean, you know, the rating is going to have to go through the roof here. Very, very amazing match. Very, very amazing moments. And once again, you have to say that the man of the match for the U.S. men's national team is Evan Horvath, coming off the bench cold, making a big save. Yes, I thought he made a second one, but the flag was up for offside, but still he made a save. Don't assume you're offside and, you know, when the ball's coming at you. And then he makes another big save in extra time on the penalty for Mexico, taking care of Andreas Guardado. Real, unbelievable, and just amazing to watch. Amazing to watch. Wow. I just started to yawn. I know it's been past my bedtime, but I don't care. But this has been amazing. Fun, 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 fun. Once again, the first title for this young national team group for U.S. soccer. Amazing to see. What more can you say? But unbelievable. And it's just another chapter in this amazing rivalry between these two nations in the United States and Mexico. True, refereeing probably has to improve, but other than that, this has been unbelievable with what we have witnessed. Unbelievable with what we have witnessed. And we're going to probably do it again if these two nations reach the CONCACAF Gold Cup final this coming late July, early August. We'll have to wait and see. But until then, and until World Cup qualifying begins, until World Cup qualifying begins in September, this is going to be huge and amazing. We're going to have to wait and see what the situations will be. But once again, I'm just ecstatic and I'm happy for these young players that they finally got a trophy to lift up to the heavens. Just to give everyone a heads up, there will be better tactical analysis of this match tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, or should I say later in the evening on this date, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, with Carter Krishnire of World Soccer Talk and I. He couldn't make it because obviously he passed his bedtime, but that's okay. We'll have him back on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific tomorrow. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we will get to USA, Costa Rica post-match show for the friendly. And then hopefully on Friday, I'm going to have another show talking about recapping CONCACAF World Cup qualifying in the first round. A lot to talk to, and hopefully we'll get some people on, and we'll talk about that as well. But my name is Daniel Feuerstein. This has been the United States-Mexico CONCACAF Nations League post-game show. Join me again tomorrow with Carter Krishnire to once again tactical analysis to recap this match. And then we'll get to Costa Rica, USA at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy, Utah, just outside of Salt Lake City, on Wednesday. More Feuerstein's Fire for you. Let's get ready. Let's get to it. Enjoy yourselves tonight. Once again, the United States defeating Mexico in extra time by a final of 3-2. They are the inaugural CONCACAF Nations League champions, the United States. This is Daniel Feuerstein. As always, please enjoy your football. You have a good night. Take care. So long. And bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. Have a good morning.